injury lawyers Mike Riley and John Walsh.
John and I approach personal injury cases in the same way. We want to be certain that our clients are treated fairly, that our clients are comfortable, that our clients know they can trust us to get the best result for them.
It's our professional responsibility to make certain you are fairly and fully compensated. Most of our cases are settled without a trial.
Call injury lawyers Mike Riley and John Walsh at 257-5661 for the personal attention you deserve.
Similar to a well-tuned automobile, a guitar requires the same level of attention to perform at its very best. No matter how expensive your guitar may be, we will treat you and your instrument with the utmost respect. Call 920-723-1733 or visit jeffsguitar.com. Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Fort Atkinson, we love guitars.
When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Welcome to another podcast at FliesOffice.com. Judge Lisa Neubauer taking a little trip to Madison. Why, you just happened to come to Madison today. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
We love Racine.
And I love Madison.
You're running for the You're running for the state Supreme Court. Why?
Well, I've been a judge on the Court of Appeals. I'm the chief judge. I've been on the Court of Appeals for 10 years, and I'm running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. This is the seat that Justice Abramson held for 4 decades. And I'm running because I care so much about our judicial system. I care that our judiciary is truly the third branch of our government that is fair, impartial, and independent branch that serves as a full, freestanding, standalone third branch of our government.
Tough to interview judicial candidates, though, because I can never get an answer. I can't tell you how many times I interviewed Justice Abramson, and she'd say, Sly, I'm not answering that.
I answered the question.
And I'd say, look, I'm a college dropout, but I'm asking that. And then she'd go, don't you fool me with that stuff.
I adore her.
But you can't answer questions like a politician does. You can't. It's like, I'm sure you have political views, but you can't answer questions and you can't talk like a politician.
Well, I mean, I'm a judge.
Right.
And this is a seat on the Supreme Court.
Right.
And our role is to decide the law and follow the law and follow the Constitution.
You're going to be running against somebody that you work with every day.
That's right.
Although he said nice things about you on television the other day that he enjoyed working with you. We'll see what you say after the race, right? How do you think the state Supreme Court has performed over the last 10 years?
You know, that's hard to say in such a global sense like that. I think that that we need a court that has integrity. We need a court that has respect. We need a court that has the confidence of the public, that it is truly the independent branch that we need in our democracy. So I think people are concerned that the outside money has really created kind of a toxic atmosphere where the public has this slightly jaundiced view of our court. They think the court is kind of outcome determinative. They think the court needs to get back to a place where it's a place of respect and integrity. And so that's why I'm running, because that's the kind of judge I've been for 10 years, and that's the kind of justice I would be.
Are you going to be a predictable judge? In other words, do you see yourself just voting in lockstep with Rebecca Dallet and Ann Walsh Bradley?
I don't see myself voting in lockstep with anybody.
Have you been unpredictable a little bit in your current role, would you say?
I'm not sure if I've been unpredictable. I don't know if people would say
independent?
That. I would say that I'm somebody who is a straight shooter. I believe we have to follow the law on the court. I'm not looking. I don't approach any case that I get with an outcome in mind. I don't, play favorites, and I don't have an ideology that drives me.
So how do we dispel this notion that the Federalist Society has put out there that you're an activist judge?
Say it again?
How do we dispel the notion that the Federalist Society puts out whenever somebody that's either a Democrat or a progressive or has a background that isn't part of their group, they call you an activist?
Well, I think it's... it's false. And I think that there's been a lot of loose treatment of that issue, or that word.
Well, the U.S. Supreme Court and Citizens United, that sure looked like an activist decision to me. I mean, it was decided in a much broader sense than the initial case. That sure looked like activism for me. So I guess it depends on what perspective you're looking at something from.
I think that's right. And I think that, again, I think it depends on, like you said, on the perspective. Again, for me, I've got a 10-year track record, so I'm not a blank slate. People know what my record looks like, and I think that's why I have 225 judges that are supporting my candidacy. I've got 18 of my Court of Appeals colleagues are supporting me. These are the people that know
right. The
two of us, frankly, the best. And I've been just humbled and honored to have 18 of my colleagues. About 15 of the judges here in Dane County are supporting me.
Well, we've got some good judges
225 judges all over the state.
Well,
and they know that's the kind of judge I am. They know and trust me to be a judge who cares deeply about our judicial system and the administration of justice and protecting the rights of Wisconsinites.
Well, I look forward to interviewing more as this race proceeds. You have my support.
Thank you.
And we look forward to having you on again real soon.
Thank you so much.
All right, Judge. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Sly'sOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
Making stuff matters, because when we make things in America, America makes it. American workers and families make it. Our communities make it. Consider this. For every one manufacturing job in our communities, 5 more jobs are supported. Manufacturing jobs pay an average of 10 to 50% more than service sector jobs. That allows working families to support their local businesses, schools, emergency services, and more. Creating 2.5 million new manufacturing jobs would mean at least $100 billion for our economy over the next decade. Domestic manufacturing is the green economy. It's among the cleanest, most efficient, and productive in the world. That's why the United Steelworkers and our more than 1 million members and retirees are fighting so hard to protect and grow manufacturing. Because making stuff really does matter. Join our fight. Visit usw.org and like us at facebook.com/steelworkers. Support American manufacturing. Buy American. Buy Union.